Blog Talk Radio.
The name of God, who is worthy, praise God, to be praised. I just want to thank him for another day. I bless his name because, amen, of who he is. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be today. Amen. Praise God. Psalms 22, praise God. Verse 23 say, ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seeds of Jacob, glorify him and fear him, all ye seeds of Israel. Amen. Praise God. My thought is I will praise thee. Amen. Praise God. There's nothing, amen, too hard for God. I want to tell you, we have looked at our situations in the wrong way. Amen. We think God can heal our bodies, but he can't keep our homes. We think God can, amen, put some bread on the table, but he can't supply a whole meal. We think God can do certain things, but other things he's limited. But the Bible let us know, praise God, hallelujah, that God can do all things, amen. And we have literally taken him out the picture and allowed certain things to interfere with what we should believe wholeheartedly. Amen. Praise God. There's never a mountain that he cannot move. There's never a burden he cannot bear. There's never a need that he cannot meet. God can meet everything, all our needs. And we should not allow situations to dictate the direction of our prayers. Our prayers should always be, praise God, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is your kingdom, and your power, and your glory forever. Amen. For in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, it says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and the Father which is in secret shall reward thee openly. And while we're praying, we need to understand how to praise and worship him. Amen. Even when the situation seems like it's, there is no hope, that is unbearable. Amen. Praise God. I have made up in my mind, if God don't meet my needs tomorrow, I'm going to still stay with him. Because he is the author and finisher of my faith. Amen. So I want to worship him. I want to praise him today. I want to give him glory for what he's doing and what he's about to do. You see, it's in him that we live and move and have our beings. And we've forgotten about him and what he can do. And to begin, we have literally begun to rely on the situation, amen, through the system, amen, and through friends and so-called acquaintances. And they can't do anything but fail. Because even though your sister might sit up with $1 million, amen, she might decide not to help you. But God will come in right on time. We need to praise him today. Amen. We need to praise him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No sense to the Lord. Father, me in your arms.
Yes, God.
Father,
Father, grab me.
Holy Ghost has said with me, said with me.
Deuteronomy, praise God, 20 and 4th. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. God will never leave you nor forsake you, saints. I don't care what you're going through in life. I don't care how it looks. Amen. I don't care what you think the outcome is going to be. If you continue to call on his name, and praise him, I will praise thee. Amen. God is going to work it out. Leave all your cares, amen, all your concerns, all your troubles, all your problems upon him. And I'm not just literally saying that. I know it's a hard thing to do sometimes when you're in situations and you feel right now, amen, praise God, amen, that you need a right now blessing, and God seems like he's never on time, and right now this is more important than it ever been before. But the Bible say, in the midst of the storms, in the midst of whatever we're going through, if we praise him and lift him up and glorify him, oh my God, God is glorified by our praise. Psalms 100 says, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. If he made us, he know all about us, saints. We've been had this thing wrong. We've been doing this thing the wrong way. Amen. He know all about us. He know what the enemy is capable of doing, but he is capable of knocking out everything that the enemy has tried to put before you. Let us praise him today. Amen. It don't feel good, but let us praise him anyway until you can see a change. Let us praise him and give him glory. Amen. Praise God. In the midst of what we're going through today, praise God.
For so long I was silent. For so long I did not have a song of praise. Depression sealed my day and clouds.
Everybody, you need to help. need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now. I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm gonna worship, yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm gonna worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Yes, he
healed me. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship you.
I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship this gift tonight.
Saints, when you're going through, amen, one of the greatest things that you can do is to praise and worship God, to lift up holy hands and worship him. I know at the onset it don't feel good, but before your praise and worship is up, you have gotten a release, amen, and God is glorified, amen, through what you're going through. Amen, praise God, because he's able to bring you out. If he can cause Moses and I'm gonna say a great multitude, over a million people, possibly, amen. Praise God. I haven't did a head count, amen, in that area, but it was so many, and it was a mixed multitude of people, of all races, nations, creeds, and colors, to cross the Red Sea in enough time. Amen, praise God, to make it on the other side that not a soul was lost. Amen, praise God. Moses kept his focus on God, and that kept all of those millions of people from being drowned. If we keep our focus on God in the midst of our storms, not a soul will be lost. See, Satan is not after just you, but he's after your whole household. Yes. He liked to kill out the whole body, the whole family, so all everybody can be in hell. Mama in hell, dad in hell, children in hell. That's how dirty he is. I hate that dirty, stinking, rotten. He's a parasite. If you ever look at him, amen, and ever could see him, he's a parasite. He look like a, his form is like a six-legged, I can't even think of the name. Used to call them granddaddies. He looks like that. And he's jet black. And he's skinny. But he uses humans and all other different forms that were in the earth, and insects and animals and all, to disguise himself for trickery and deception. And because we are not mature, he will cause us to be deceived. But if we begin to praise God and lift up God in the midst of what we're going through, God will bring us out. For Psalms 139 tells us, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, O Lord, thou hast searched me and know me. God already know you, saints. He already know what's going to happen in your life. even though the enemy might come in and not ask God for permission to touch you, in the midst of it, God will work a thing out that you will come out. He will not leave you. You'll come out victoriously. But you got to believe God. You got to search the scriptures. You got to read. You got to pray. You got to trust God for this thing that you're going through. The Bible said, weeping and endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Thou knowest my down sitting. You hear what the word said? Listen to the word. He said, I know it's my down sitting. You know when I sit down and when I get up in the morning. Thou understandest my thoughts are far off, even know the thoughts and the intents of our heart. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all of my ways. Say every way you know it. Amen. Know that we're going to go to the grocery store, what grocery store we going to, how much we going to make, amen, as far as the groceries, because we done already asked him. But if we pray about it, he'll work a miracle, amen, praise, and give you an increase. Praise God. Know when you go to work, know what's going to be on the agenda, and when your boss or the co-workers begin to fight against you, he already know it. But his knowing is so intense that he already got it worked out, but you got to be on the level of understanding that God is in control, that I don't care what they do to me, God already got it worked out. If I trust in him and praise him, so when your coworkers and your boss and all of them begin to persecute you, amen, praise God, your husband leave you and you find out that your child is a crack baby, amen, praise God, and all of these things are going on around you, pressure everywhere, suffering so much that you just want to just throw in the towel, and then you remind yourself, no, the words say, God say he'll never leave me nor forsake me. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. You know, even before I speak out of my tongue what I'm going to say, thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Now, God, amen, praise God, words say, before I was afflicted, I went astray. So that's a statement that, you know, it's questionable in the essence that how did God know that I was going astray and how did I know that afflictions would bring me in? Well, God knows that through the midst of our tests and trial and tribulation, we are made in our afflictions. So we don't give up on him. We begin to praise and worship him. Amen. I will praise thee. Amen. It's my thought for the day. I will praise thee. I don't care what, amen, the enemy has said. I don't care what Satan is trying to do. He's already defeated. But I got to know that I believe what God is doing because God cannot fail. I got to trust in him. He's faithful. He's faithful, saints. Don't give up. Amen. I will praise thee. Amen. Praise.
Everyone wants the living water, raise your voice.